Philemon and he asks like this, Kan Kaidim Gzadin, Kan Liacha Gzadin. So before HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a degree, then Yisa Hashem Ponev Alecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change it very easily. If you daven, you do tshuva to Hashem, he'll change it. But after Hashem made the degree, then he doesn't change it anymore. So again, it's a kasha in Rabbi Yechon, here it's Mashma, Hashem doesn't change the degree. Even after tshuva, after Gzadin, he doesn't change it. The Gemara says no. Hochanami, the same text like I said before, the Yochid. They were talking about Gzadin the Yochid. Gzadin the Yochid, a private person, then Hashem doesn't change it once he made the Gzadin. It's only before the Gzadin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will change it. But Enochanami, that's what Rabbi Yechon before said, Hashem changes the Gzadin with tshuva. That's going after a gzadin of a tzibur. By a gzadin of a tzibur, then Hashem changes it if they do tshuva. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding off Yud Ches. In the middle of a shayla about a gzadin, if you do tshuva, could you be kareya the gzadin? So before Rabbi Yechon said you could, the Gemara answered it's a gzadin shel tzibur, you could break it. But a gzadin shel yochid, you can't change it. Once the gzadin was put upon the yochid, he can't change it, even doing tshuva, only during the aseres yomim shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. One person, a yochid. Gemara says now, second line, gzadin the yochid. This halacha that we said, that if a single person, Reuven, did a certain avera, and because that Hashem gave him a gzadin, they're supposed to get a big oinish, is if you can change it or not, it's a machlokes tanoim. Tanoim is a machlokes tanoim. Tanoihi. Tatani would look like this. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Rabbi Meir used to say, Shnayim Shalo Lamita. Two people went to bed, in other words, V'chulayin Shavin. Shavin. They both had the same sickness. Went to bed means they were sick in bed. Two people got sick. V'chen Shnayim could be the same thing. Two people, Shalo Lagardim, Lidum. They had to go to the right third judge to get their Mishpat. Lagardim, what Taprashi says, based on like a judge place, Shedon and Bo Nefoshes Arigam. They judge you whether you deserve to be killed or not. So two people had to go to this place. They had to suffer the doubt whether they deserve to be killed or not. Gedino Shove. They're both caught in the exact same crime. So sometimes what happens is, Ze Yorad Vizela Yorad. One person gets off the bed, in other words, gets healed up, and one person doesn't get off the bed but dies there. Ze Nitzel Vizela Nitzel. One person gets saved from the din of Mishpat, of being killed. And one person knows that the Beis Avad, the judge, possibly deserves to get killed. So question of why? How come this person got off the bed, got healed up, and this person didn't get healed up? How come this person was saved and the other one was not saved? So you have to say, you know, they both did the exact same crime. They did the exact same Avera. So how come one person was saved, one person was not? So you have to answer is like this. One davened to Hashem and Hashem answered him. The Zehis Palav Lonena. This one davened to Hashem and Hashem didn't answer him. Now why? Mifnei Ma Zenena Vizelenena. How come one answered, one wasn't answered? Zehis Palav Tfilah Shlema Nena. The one that davened a complete tefillah. So Rashi says that means Miskavin. One had Kavanah, he knew what he was talking about. He said it really. Then Hashem listens to you. Vizelenis Palav Tfilah Shlema. The second one did not daven with kavanah. He didn't know what he was talking about. Lenana, Hashem didn't answer him. So here you see them by yochid, a private person here, one person, if he davens good, he does tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will change around his gzadin. Now, Reb Lezer says like this, kan kodim gzadin, kan liyach gzadin. Reb Lezer says, no, this maisa, that the chur mashmir, if a yochid davens to Hashem, he could change around what he's supposed to get, it depends. When it says he'll be listened to, that's only Kodim Gzadin. Before Hashem decreed upon him what he's supposed to get, then if he davens to Hashem, Hashem will change it. Then Echnami, once Hashem already made the Gzadin, decreed upon him, he has to die, he has to be sick, you can't change it anymore. That's Reb Lezer Shita. You see, Reb Lezer holds, like we said before, that a Yochid cannot change his Gzadin, even if he does tshuva. But Reb Yitzchak says no. Yorfa Tzoakol Yodim. It's always good for a person to cry out to daven to Hashem, Bein Kodim Gzadin, Bein Liach Gzadin. Whether it's before the Gzadin or after the Gzadin, it doesn't make a difference. Even if Hashem already made a Gzadin, already made a decree that you deserve to have Nisa, whatever it is, still if you daven to Hashem, Tzoraka, Hashem always listens to you. That's what Yitzchak's pshat. You see, it's a machlokes tanoim here by a Yochid does his tefillah of tshuva help to change the gzadin? Now the Gemara says, gzadin de tzibur mi mikro. Before we had other spheres, and we answered Rabbi Yechon and says that gedola tshuva shemakras gzadin shalodim. He said if you do tshuva, it rips up the gzadin. And the Gemara answered, that's by a tzibur. When a tzibur did an aver and Hashem decreed upon the whole city deserved to be killed, and then the whole city does tshuva, then Hashem listens to the tzibur. By a tzibur, Hashem rips up the gzadin. That's what we said before. So the Gemara asked, is that true? The yotziv, yotziv echad. One person will cost the echadimer. One person says like this: kabsi neirov libecha, like wipe out the beard from your heart. Mashpar Hashem says, if you do tshuva, you could wipe away the chet. And that's what Yirmiyahu said. Another pasuk Yirmiyahu said, Yirmiyahu Beis, it says, "Ksiv ki in the chabsi ba'neser, even if you wash with soap, the sarbi loch boris, you use a lot of soap, nichtam avonech lefonai, that your aveirus is nichtam is set in front of me." In other words, you can't wipe away the aveira. Since you did the aveira, it's nichtam, it's set, it's in front of me. So chutz asira. So my love isn't the terrorist to this, that kan kredim gzadin, kan liyachak gzadin. That one is talking about kredim gzadin, and one is talking about before the gzadin. And here we're talking about a tzibur. Yirmiyahu was talking to Klai Yisrael. Mashma by Klai Yisrael. Once Hashem made the gzadin, then it can't be wiped away anymore. So of course the kasha to Rabbi Yechonin. Rabbi Yechonin before said that tshuva by a tzibur always helps. Even after Hashem made the gzadin, he decreed already, the whole tzibur, the whole city deserved to be killed, the whole Klai Yisrael. If they do tshuva, though, Hashem rips it up. And here the pasuk is mashma no, that Hashem says, nichtam avonech lefonai, that your aveiros are written and sealed in front of me, they can't be wiped away. So the answer is no. I tell you, idi v'yidi l'achak gzadin. Both psukim are talking about the achak gzadin. And sometimes you could, sometimes you can. Pulei kasha. Kan v'gzadin sh'yesh yimoy shvua. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore, there's a shvua with the gzadin, then you can't take it away. Then the gzadin always stays. Kan v'gzadin sh'yesh yimoy shvua. But when the gzadin doesn't have a shvua, then you can take it away. Then amo you do tshuva, you can take it away. And kidra shmua barami. The Amr Shmuel Barami, the Amr Lo Amr Shmuel Banachmeni, Amr Rabbi Yenison. Rabbi Yenison said like this: Mi Nayin the Gzadin, Sheyeshi Moi Shvua Sheino Nikra. How do we know once Hashem makes the Gzadin, even if it's on a tzibur, it's a whole mishpacha, it's a whole bunch of people. Still, if Hashem made a Shvua about it, nothing doing. You can't change Gzadin. Shenema the pasuk says, Lochein Nishpati Lebeis Eli. In Yischater Oven Beis Eli Bezevach of the Mincha. That since Beis Eli, Eli's children were doing chatoyim, did bad things, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a gzadin upon anybody, all the children of Beis Eli, they're not going to have a long life. They're all going to die very young. They're all like Chayat Karis. They'll all die at a young age. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a shvuah, and he said, Lechein Nishbati, I'm making a shvuah, that all the children of Beis Eli are all going to die young. But Hashem swore like this, in Yischater Oven Beis Eli Bezevach of the Mincha. I swear that if they do tshuva just by bringing a zevach and a mincha, it's not going to help. Even though they bring kabonis and menachis, that's not going to take away the gzadin. They're going to die out young. But Omar Rava said like this: the deek from the pasuk, the shvua was the zevach uve mincha in the mischaper. They're not going to be forgiven if they have the chet, if they only do tshuva by bringing a korban. By bringing a zevach, a korban, or a mincha, in the mischaper, Hashem will not accept their tshuva. But you should know, but if they sit and learn Torah, v'schus haTorah, Hashem will forgive them. Like that, the gzadin wasn't of that. The gzadin was only Hashem made a shmua that if the tshuva is only by bringing a korban, I'm not going to accept the korban. If they learn Torah, Torah will help them. And the mother says of Maisa, Abaye Rama like this: v'zevach u'mincha reina mischaper. If they only bring kabonis, Hashem won't forgive them. Rava holds you have to have two things. Not like Rava just learning Torah, that's not enough. You also have to do Gemilas Chasodin. If the children of Eli will do these two things, they'll do learn Torah, and they'll also do Gemilas Chasodin, they'll do kindness, do chesed, they'll help one another, it could be expected also part of Gemilas Chasodin, you do chesed to one another, with that Hashem will let them have a long life. So Gemara says the Maisa was Rabba the Abaya. Me the Beis Eli Krosi. They both came from Beis Eli. Some have the gifts of Rava here, but the question is, Rashi learns Abayev Rava. Rashi also says, the gifts was Abayev Rava. Kach Shemati, the Shchita Schum Perkas Roya, Hashem the Rov Alav Kainu. So Rashi answers Akasha. Avi was a Kain. So all his children have to be Kainim. So how come Rov, if the Gemara means here Rov came from Beis Eli, how come Rov wasn't the Kain? So Rashi, the Shem Eimu of Beis Eli, maybe it means his mother was from Beis Eli. Of the age girls, the Master of the Gears, the Shkur, Soma Gers, Rabba the Abayim. Not Rov, but rather Rabba. Lefarshu Rabba, Rabba Banachmeni. It means Rabba Banachmeni, and he thought it was a Kain. So Rabba Banachmeni, he came from Beis Eli. So what's wrong with this? Both of them came from Beis Eli, both Rab and Abaya. Now, Rab of the Yosik Batorah, Rab of Ikemida was learning Torah. So Gemara says, Avadi did Gemara Chasodim also, but he didn't do that much like Abaya did. His main point was learning Torah. Chayin Avoyim Shonim. Rab only lived 40 years, that's all. Abaya, Mashenk and Abaya, the Yosik Batorah of Gemara Chasodim, Abaya did both. He learned Torah, and he also did kindness one to another. He was Yosik Lat and Gemara Chasodim, you should know, Choye Shishin Shonim. He lived 60 years. In other words, like Abaye was right, that Hashem said, I'll be mischap for you if you learn Torah and do Gemurah Chasodim, then you'll have a long life. So Abaye that did both, he learned and did Gemurah Chasodim, he had a longer life than Rabbah that only lived 40, and Abaye lived till 60. Tanu Rabbanan, the Bryce says like this, Mishpocha achas feisi bishlayim. There was one family in Yerushalayim. Shoye masiyo meisim b'nei yudchashonim. The people there used to die. Masiyah means the people. The people in the city, Mason, used to die. B'nei Yudcha Shana, 18 years old, they died. So, they came to tell Rabbi Yochanan Zaka, what's going on here? All the children, when they get 18 years old, they die in this town. What's going on here? Izomalim. So, Rabbi Yochanan Zaka said, Shema mi mishpachas Eliyatim. Maybe this family here, this place, are all families of B'nei Eli. The Chsiv, the Pesach says, the Chsiv Bay, it says by Ben Eli, for Chol Marbis, by Secha Yemaiswa Noshim, that whoever, the more children have, they're just going to die. That was Hashem's Gzadim to Ben Eli, they're going to die early. So what did Yechonim Zedakah tell them? He told them, Lechu V'asku V'Torah, go and learn Torah, like with Hashem before. The Shmuel was, they won't have a Kapora with the Mincha, with the Zebach, for if they learn Torah, they'll have a Kapora. V'Choyu, and then they live longer. So if you learn Torah, you'll live. So the Maisa was Holchu v'yosku b'Torah. The whole city now, this whole town, went to learn Torah. V'chayu, and they lived longer. V'yukaru naisu, one mishpacha was, V'yukaru naisu mishpachas Rabbi Yechonin al Shemai. They called this whole name now Rabbi Yechonin, his name. And since Rabbi Yechonin Mazaka gave them this Eitzah to learn Torah, and they saw it help, so they called them on his name. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Ina, Mishmei de Rav, Minayin legzadin shel tzibor she'enoy nechtem. How do we know that Hashem, like when He gives a degree upon a tzibor, it's not nechtem, it doesn't really sign it. Shred Gemara Eina, nechtem, it's not signed. We are clear, the Pesach says, nechtem avonech lefonai, that like your aver is signed in front of Him, it's there, it doesn't go away. So you see, Hashem does make a chsima, a signature on a gzadin of a tzibor. Elo meant to say like this, he meant to say, how do we know that even if Hashem gives a signature, He signs it, He has a seal on the Gzar Din, still Nikra. And we had before by a Tzibur, Rabbi Yechonin said, if they do tshuva, Hashem is kareh the Gzar Din. Only by a Gzar Din that has a shvua, that you can't rip away. But a Gzar Din that doesn't have a shvua, even though it has a chsimur on it, you could rip it up. Shenema the Pesach says, Ka Hashem alokeinu b'chol kareinu alov. That Kosh Baruch is always close to us. Close to us means that if we're close to Hashem, He rips up the Averis, He rips up the Gzadin. That's the Pshat from Shuvah. We come back close to Hashem. So here it says, Hashem is always close to us. So that's Gemara. I have looked, see, the Pesach says not like that. It says, Dir Shu Hashem b'Matzu, that you have to be Dervish looking after Hashem when He's close. Mashem is certain times He's close, certain times He's not close. And the Pesach before said, that Kashem l'keinu b'chol kareinu v'lo, Hashem is always close to us. So to see Rav. Here it's Mashmah, only sometimes He's close. Dear Shu Hashem, we must look after Hashem. And here it says He's always close. The Gemara says, Hosom b'yochid hocha b'tzibur. By a yochid, Hashem is not always close. It's not easy to do tshuva. There's only special times when Hashem is close, it's easy to do tshuva. But by tzibur, then the Pesach says, B'chol kareinu v'lo, Hashem was always close. A tzibur could always do tshuva. So the Gemara, b'yochid Amos, when is the time that a yochid could do tshuva? That Hashem accepts a tshuva of the yochid, and if even be kareh the gzadin, then when is that? Om a rabba baravuah elu asara yomim shebein rashanu yom kippur. The Aseret Yemei Tshuva, these are spent 10 special days, that these are the days that Hashem is close with us. Dishu Hashem Bimotsu. We have to look for Hashem when He's close. When is Hashem close to us? These are Aseret Yemei Tshuva. And these are the days that even a yachid, a private person, if you do tshuva, Hashem accepts it. Special school to do tshuva during these 10 days. That's what Mephoshim speak out against the famous Rambam. That the Rambam says, that the Rilitz Gemara says later, we have before that a Beinoni is Tluyim V'yayimdim Ben Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. A Beinoni and Rosh Hashanah was 50-50, so Hashem didn't give him a Gzad Din. So it says that if he does tshuva during these 10 days, then Hashem will be Meichelim, he'll be Zeichel Achayim. So Rambam says only if he does tshuva. If he doesn't do tshuva, it doesn't help. So question the Farsha may have, he's a 50-50 person. And Rosh Hashanah he had the scale was 50% Averis, 50% Mitzvahs. The Chur, if he wants to get a good Gzad Din Yom Kippur, all he has to do is in between these 10 days, do one more mitzvah. You do one more mitzvah, the scale will outweigh, you have more mitzvahs to be a tzaddik. Why does the Rambam, the Gemara's Mashmi, you dafka have to do tshuva? Why only tshuva helps during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva? Some Farsha learn like this, the pshat is, that since these are 10 special days that Hashem is very close, and it's very easy to do tshuva, so it's such a big mitzvah to do tshuva during these 10 days, that if a person doesn't do tshuva these 10 days, the avera is so great, that no matter how many mitzvahs you do, it can't outweigh that avera. In other words, for yochid, there are 10 special days a year that you could do tshuva and Hashem listens to you right away. His kareg zadinoi. These 10 days, Hashem is close. So if Hashem is close to us these 10 days, and you don't use them up to do tshuva, the avera is so great that no matter how many mitzvahs you do, it doesn't help you. That was the only way to save yourself is to do the mitzvah tshuva during these 10 days. Like the Gemara says here, these are the 10 days that Dirshu Hashem Bimotsu, that even a yochid, a private person, could do tshuva during these 10 days. Now it says now, the Apostle says, Vayhi kaseru siyom yifta 10 days, Vayhi gaf Hashem es novel. That Kosh Baruch Hu killed, novel got hit, got killed. Mor says, Yud yom ma'ayv retayu, how come I waited 10 days? That was the ma'isu when David went to novel to ask them to give his avodim, to ask them to give them food, and novel said, no, he won't give them any food. So Kosar Hashem killed him. So what's that? Why did he wait 10 days? Om Rav Yehuda, Om Rav, Kenegedesa legimoy shenosa nobly avi David. That even though the apostle doesn't say it clearly, the earth mashma, I call upon him 10 sips of water, Novel let the avi David drink. So since he let them drink 10 sips, that's why he was able to live another 10 days. But Rav Nachman, Om Rav, by Avua says like this, no. Elu yud yamim shebein mashon yom kippur. These 10 days were the affair she made tshuva. And Hashem waited, maybe he'll do tshuva novel, and he won't have to kill him. But since he didn't tshuva, that's he did not do tshuva, that's why Hashem killed him. But then our Mishnah says, Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah kol boyelam. Every person, ovrim lefonu kibnei moron. Everybody goes in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like the children of moron. Everybody gets his judgment on Rosh Hashanah, one after another. For the Gemara, my kibnei moron, what does it mean like the children of moron? What do you mean? Say one after another. What do you mean by the children of Aaron? So it's a three-way pshat here. Hochi tagima, one learns pshat, kibnei imrino. It means like the children of sheep. And Rashi says, when you want to count your sheep to give maaser, you let them go through the corral, 1, 2, 3, like the same line, and the 10th one is called maaser beima. So you'll count each one separately. That's the Muslim in Kippur also, on Rosh Hashanah. Everybody goes one after another, separately, privately, in front of Hashem for mishpat. It's like the sheep. Now, Resh Lakish Shoma Kemilas Beis Moron. It's like walking up a steep hill that's a small road and only one person go at a time. So, Pashat, who goes through there one after another? You line up a long line and people go one after another. That's the Moshe how Hashem judges us in Rosh Hashanah one after another. And Rav Yehuda Mashmul says, Kechayolas Beis David. No, like the army men. When you go out to fight, the army, the king sends you one after another. He sends each one separately. He sends one army man here, one army man here. The king tells each army man where to go. So these are the three different mishalom. What does it mean? Hashem judges us one after another. So the Baal HaMusta said, the pshat, what he wants to tell us here really is, that the Gemara before said, that there's an inyan to get your judgment as early as possible on Rosh Hashanah. But the Gemara said, Makmed Lacharoin Af. Before Hashem gets angry, you said before, you have a king and a tzibur, Hashem gives the king his judgment first. Because the longer Hashem judges on Rosh Hashanah, he sees the way the more averus were done, and he gets angry about it. And when Hashem gets angry, if you come then, so since Hashem is like a mix of angry mood, you'll get a bad judgment. So you're better off getting your judgment early in the day when Hashem isn't angry yet. Like after he sees everybody that gets angry. So the question is, how do you get first? Well, everybody wants to jump to be first.
How do you get first in line to get your judgment? So the Baal Musa said, that's these three different ways here. The first way is Kibnei Imro. Imro means the sheep. When you line up sheep, you know who goes through? The bullies. A bigger sheep could bull his way through and go through the door first. So that's one muscle. Who are bullies upstairs in Shemayim? The tzaddikim. In other words, Hashem let the tzaddikim go first. Since the tzaddikim are strong, they're tzaddikim, they have a lot of chusim, Hashem lets them bull the way through, they get the first mishpat on Rosh Hashanah. That's one way to be first. You be a tzaddik, you bull your way through. The second way, he says, is kemailas beis David, kemailas beis Moron. That means going up a steep hill. There you can't push. You push away a steep hill, you just fall off the cliff. The only way to go on a steep hill is you have to line up. First come, first serve. Whoever lines up on line first, he goes first. Second one goes second. Nobody would dare push there, because you'll kill yourself. So the Indian are first come, first serve. So he learns that's the Indian what everybody has to do. First come, first serve means whoever starts preparing himself for Shana. See, early in Chodesh Elul, you start preparing yourself. That's the way you're telling Hashem, I know there's going to be a mishpat soon, and I'm worried about it. I'm doing more mitzvah now. I'm learning better now. I'm davening now. That's the way to put yourself in line. So the earlier you start preparing yourself on Elul to get judgment, that's the way you put yourself first come, first serve. And say that's the most gigantic way. First come, first serve. We have to put ourselves on line means prepare yourself. Beginning of Elul, as soon as possible, start preparing yourself. Show you're doing different actions now. That's the way you put yourself on line. And the second thing is the way king puts out his army men. How does a king put out his army men? It's up to the king. It's not because you're big, not because you're small. Whatever the king feels like doing, he does. So if such a mishpat dosa, mol Hashem, for no reason he likes you, he'll let you go first. Could be maybe you don't deserve to. But there's chesed of Hashem, certain people they found motzachein in Hashem's eyes, so Hashem lets them go first. That's the third madrega. Most time the king lets you go. So these are the three ways how you come first online in Rosh Hashanah. What's negayah to us is the middle way. That you have to put yourself in line, first come, first serve, you'll be zecha to get your mishpat earlier. Right. But now, Omer Rabba Vavachon and Omer Rabbi Yechanan, they're kulon niskorn besrikachis. Exactly what this means, I don't know, but on Rosh Hashanah, it's a moshe like Hashem hits them all at one shot. Even though Hashem lets everybody go one after another, but that's the Kodesh Baruch Hu's midah. Even though really it's called each one's going privately one after another, it's still called Hashem hits them all at one shot. Kulam niskorn, the law remembered, biski rachas, like you hit them one, like one throw of die, you hit them all in one shot. Hashem judges everybody in one shot. So chur to steer to what we just got finished saying. But that's the meaning of Hashem, you could do both. Rashi says, so kulam niskorn, v'yafa pi shervin zechazer, there's no steer room. Even though the whole world goes one after another, but in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's called v'vafachas. Hashem judges everybody at the same time. Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, we also learned like this. The pasuk says in Tehillim, "Hayyitzer yachad libun." Hashem formed like every the hearts together. Ha-meivin akol maseim. He understands all the maisim. So my kama, what does the pasuk mean? Elaim, if you want to tell me, yochid kama. Derbanuha lekuliyama. Hashem created the whole world. O meyachid lon, o meyachid levayayu kadodi. And Hashem made all the hearts attached together, as if to say everybody knows what's doing by the other person. For the Gemara, b'kachazina delavach, we say not like that. Everybody has their own heart. You don't know what's doing to somebody else. You do what you want, not what he wants. Everybody has their own heart. So hearts, what does it mean? Yachad libun. So hearts are not one big heart. El lav hochikom. This is what the person means to say. Ha yoitzer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu that created us, roya yachad libun. He looks at everybody together. O meivin hakom asayim. He could judge everybody the exact same second. The same second Hashem looks at the whole world, and he judges everybody. Even though it's called Ivrim Lefoyna Zachazer, each one goes separately in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one after another, but I call upon him, whatever that means, in Hashem's Midah, it's a Midah of Din that Hashem judges you, Kulam B'skirachas. We all remember at the same time. So to say, like the godless of Hashem, Hashem can see the whole world in one shot. The Hashem is so great, that's how the Melech he is. Even though his Mishpat is one after another, I don't think to say, so he has to mishpat like one after another. You got a king here, you can't give judgment to two people at the same time. You have to be minded to each judgment by itself. So you have to look at each one properly, then you hear another taina. Like, don't think that's shot by Hashem, that Hashem has to hear each one separately, he can't do everybody at once. No, Hashem really does everybody at the same second. It's like showing the godness of Hashem. Hashem could judge everybody at the same second. Even though really he does it zachas there, but that's considered like he could do it all the vatachas. Then the Mishnah says, Al Shisha Chadoshim Hashluchim Yoitzin. On 6 months, when the Bezdin is Mekadosh to Levona, Bekusavon in Rishlayim by the Besna Godom, that's in the Lake Rosh Chodesh. So then they send out Shluka messengers to the rest of the people in Rishlayim and outside Eretz Yisrael to know when Rosh Chodesh was. Because it's Nogeya, what will be that month? Al Nisim of Nea Pesach. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, right away the Besna sends out messengers to start telling everybody when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was. So that the people should know exactly when Tesvav Benisan is to make Pesach. Or when Yudalot is to make the Korban Pesach. Alav, the same thing on Rosh Chodesh Av, they send out messengers with Nea Tainis. Everybody should know when Tisha B'Av is going to be. Al Elul, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Elul, with Nei Rosh Hashanah. To let people know when Rosh Hashanah will be. Because Al Pi Roiv, Elul is a Chosr. Al Pi Roiv, they don't make an extra day at Elul. The 30th day you should know is Rosh Hashanah. So Mele Al Pi Roiv, if you know when Elul is, you know when Rosh Hashanah is. Frash Al Elul B'Fnei Rosh Hashanah. Madiyin Mosai Hiskelel, they tell you when Elul started. V'yaisim Rosh Hashanah B'yayim Shleishim Elul. And Mele people know that the 30th day from Elul, that's going to be Rosh Hashanah. The Roiv Shonim and Elul Mubar. Most of the year they don't make an extra day at Elul. The Afropisha Sofer could be, even though it's a doubtful, because Shema Yavru Bezin, it's possible maybe they did it. Or the Yevshalem Ladas, they can't know better than this. So Akoch Hochem Acher Roiv Shonim. Therefore, it's better that Akol Ponim, not to know anything, it's better to at least know when Rosh Chodesh Elul was. Because Al Pi Roiv, they have a right to them on that 30 days later is going to be Rosh Hashanah. So they keep Yom Lamed for Rosh Hashanah. Al Tishra Mifnei Takonas HaMoedis. On Tishra, you have to send out to know when the Moedis will be. Rashi says, "Liachas shekachu bezin l'tishrei." Once bezin was mekadosh Rosh Hashanah, hashluchim yoytzin liyei machras. Day after Rosh Hashanah, the shluchim go out. Vokem ad mokem shechayim l'gir. They go to tell people ad hachag until Sukkis, or madiyim liyivru beznes elu to let them know if elu was an extra day. V'yimlaq deishlo yehi liba mokem yom kippur v'sukkis. There, the people should know exactly, really, when's going to be Yud Tishrei. And when's going to be Tesvav v'Tishrei, when Yom Kippur, the one Sukkot is, so they sent out the Shluchim as far as they could go to notify the people as much as possible. And our Kislev of Hanukkah, on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, they send out Shluchim, the people should know when Chof Hei is, when Hanukkah starts. The Aladim of Ne'apurim, when Yudalid, when Tesvav is, when Purim is. Ukeshoy Yud Beis Mikdash Kayim, when the Beis Mikdash was Kayim, Yoytzim Afalir, on Rosh Chodesh Ir also they send out, with Ne'pesach Kotin. The people should know when Pesach Sheni is. They have to know when to start bringing the Kabbonis. They want to know when Pesach Sheni is. They sent out Shluchim on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. People should know exactly when it starts. Yeah. So Mor says like this. V'litku nam miyat Tammuz v'Tevis. How come Bezdin doesn't send out Shluchim on Rosh Chodesh Tammuz and Rosh Chodesh Tevis? Because there's a fast day during these months. We should know when Yud Zayin v'Tammuz is and when Asar v'Tevis is. The Omar Rav